For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith with a report on the 3rd District supervisorial race. Brian Kunkka has dropped out to support former supervisor and current candidate Johnny Pinches. But on Saturday, John Haschak, a longtime public school teacher and president of the Willits Teachers Association, held his kickoff event at Brickhouse Coffee in Willits. Before he delivered his speech, Ellen Drell of the Willits Environmental Center and former 3rd District Supervisor Hal Wagonette spoke of their confidence in his abilities. As Brickhouse staff worked to set up the event shortly before it got going, Haschak stepped aside for a few minutes to talk with me about his priorities. What's some of your experience with some decision-making bodies that you think would make you a good candidate for the Board of Supervisors?
Right. Well, thank you for coming out this afternoon. And I've been the president of the Teachers Association here in Willits for about 15 years. And I've been working with the school board. Sometimes it's confrontational, and sometimes we work together for the mutual benefit of everyone. We just got the Safe School Zone resolution passed by the school board to protect our students from ICE raids and let the families know in Willits that they are protected when the students are in school, which is very important. At the state level, I've been the chair of the CTA Budget Committee.
What's CTA?
CTA is the California Teachers Association, so it represents 325,000 educators throughout the state, and I'm the chair of the Budget Committee, so we've had to take in differing points of view, and certainly as an advocate for the constituents, I've been very effective in pushing those goals and making sure that the organization represents what the people want.
And you're a teacher yourself at Blosser Lane, right?
Right, I'm a 3rd through 5th grade English language development teacher.
And it sounds like you've got a lot of contact with the Spanish-speaking community. So what's your outreach with Spanish speakers and the native community been like?
Well, it's been very good, but we're going to start getting the word out. And certainly I have connections with the Hispanic community that I really cherish. With the tribal groups, I've been up to the Covelo for a couple meetings up there. And I'm working with Ada Stevenson up in Laytonville. And in Willits, we're going to outreach to all communities.
What are some of the other policies and situations developing in the county that are high priorities for you?
Well, certainly disaster preparedness is one of the highest priorities, and we must get the second access route out of Brook Trails connecting to the highway.
What are some other issues that you're keeping an eye on?
Well, I think what's critical for this district in this time of transition is getting our economy strong. I have an idea about career and technical education. And it's just like what Senator Mike McGuire did when he was a county supervisor in Sonoma County. He created the Sonoma Foundation, which has 92 different career and technical programs for the youth. We need to do something that's a Mendocino County version of that.
Of course, one of the huge issues that comes up is cannabis. And now that the state licenses are available, you know, and the different state agencies don't sound like they've totally gelled yet, how can the county gel with the state?
Well, we need to do as much as we can to support the small mom and pop growers, because those are the ones who are going to get hit the hardest.
And what about homelessness and mental health? I know I'm hitting you with all the biggest, toughest issues.
I'm glad that we passed Measure B, because that was critical. And I was out there walking the streets, precinct walking for Measure B. And with the homelessness, we need to create more affordable housing in this district and in the county. Because I have teachers coming to me saying they would never have come here if they would have known the housing situation is the way it is. And when it's happening for teachers, it's happening for many other people in our county. And so we need to do better, and we will.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time, and I'll let you get back to preparing, and I'll look forward to hearing your speech.
Okay. Thank you very much.